Welcome back to PCA 2024 with the Cigar Coop Coalition. I'm Tripp, here with Jason Wood from Miami Cigar Company. Jason, how's the show been going for you guys?
So far, so good. Like always, you know, it's another year on it. It's great to see the customers, get that FaceTime with them, hang out, show them our new products. So it's an exciting time. It's our 35th anniversary of the company. Yeah. So it's a big thing. I feel like every year we have, when we talk, it's like another anniversary, another this, another that. But it's another reason, you know, have a good time.
It's always an anniversary, maybe Nestor's birthday. Yeah. Something going on.
Every day is Nestor's birthday. That's for sure.
How do you guys feel about the change in time for the show? How have you guys been enjoying the weather?
The weather's amazing. It's great. Right? So, like, actually, you can be outside and not, like, be dying of the heat. Yeah. Yeah. So, the weather's been awesome. And the change of date is good, too. I think we're happy with it, too.
Good to hear. Yeah. So, we're standing here in front of the new Tatiana products. Yes. Tell us a little bit about them.
Yes. So, a couple new things, exciting releases that we have this year. Say bigger is better. So we went with the 58 ring gauge Tatiana. So it's the largest format Tatiana that we had to date. Yeah. We wanted the groovy blue flavor on that one. So 6x58, 2,500 boxes, limited. See how the market thinks or they feel
very
about that.
Very interesting. Yeah. It's very interesting to do a limited on an infused cigar.
Right.
You don't see that a lot.
Right. So we did it with the Toro before. So we're kind of testing the market on these larger ring gauge cigars and then see how they work and then bringing them on as a full online extension.
Yeah, very cool.
So that the Toro we'll see later in the year as a regular line extension. And now the Grand Toro, we'll see how it goes. But it's just in the numbers already in the last 2 or 3 days. The retailers are excited about it.
When are those going to be shipping and what's the price point?
June. So it's $14 price point and they'll be shipping in June.
Okay,
cool. Those, yeah. Another one. So the Tatiana Delights, very exciting project that we did with Manuel at La Aurora. So 100% long filler, premium blend with an Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper and then Dominican filler and binder. No flavor added to the actual cigar, but it's sweet tip. So it does have sweet, so it has a sort of sweetness to it. But the blend is really nice. I mean, it's a mild cigar, but for a mild cigar, it's very enjoyable. And that one's available in three sizes. You got a Robusto, Toro, and Churchill. So 550, 650, and 750.
Did you say those are going to be shipping in June as well?
Those will be shipping in June also.
Very cool.
Yeah. So June's going to be the month.
Nice. I mean, it would have been the month either way, huh?
Right, but
we'd be a lot sweatier.
Absolutely. So we have those two. And then in our Nicaraguan portfolio, so off Nestor's brand. A lot of people are happy here that we brought back the Grand Reserve.
Yes,
so
very exciting.
That's awesome. Super exciting. Went to Pepin and Jaime, talked to them, you know, let's run it back. We want to get this cigar back rolling. They were super excited as well. They're like, all right, so torpedo size still, so 6 and an 8 by 52. Okay. Those will retail at $18 before local taxes. Those will be ready in August. 1,500 boxes in total. So
very cool.
Short run, but very cool. Packaging is still on point as it was in years past. But the colorway is red on this one as opposed to the other ones that were green and blue.
So. Yeah, to just give it a little different pop. Right?
Yeah.
So, change it up.
Yeah, but all the branding and everything stayed true to what it was. And it's just cool to bring back like these older projects and get them out into the market again and see what people think.
Yeah, so
we're really,
great.
Really excited about all of the releases, of but more like nostalgia for the Grand Reserve.
Yeah.
Just because it's been a minute.
This year is the 35th anniversary for Miami Cigar.
Yeah, so 1989, my in-law started the company.
Do you have anything special coming for that or are you... doing kind of the, you know, what we see sometimes of saving it for next year.
So we, like I said earlier, we always take advantage of these anniversaries. So we decided this year, you know, like it's just 35th anniversary. We did some swag for it, like some shirts we guys gave you, the signage and stuff in the booth. Went with like the Inter Miami, like look on it with the pink, very Miami style. But said, you know what, we're not going to do a cigar. Like we're not going to do it this year. Everybody always says when we were with La Aurora, we do the numbers and the years always. Like we play it out. So I didn't do it.
Taking a little break
on
this.
You don't know how many people have asked me, so where's the 35th anniversary cigar? Like, where did you hear this? We don't have one. They're like, we figured you're going to have an anniversary cigar. I'm like, no, we don't have an anniversary.
Celebrating a different way this time.
Right. Just hanging out, doing it right. Get our customers here is always fun. Yeah. So
awesome.
It's great.
And for the Let's Get Pairing segment of the interview.
Okay.
First, when you're going out in the evenings, what are you ordering?
To drink.
Bourbon. Bourbon?
Yeah.
What's your bourbon?
I like Eagle Rare.
Oh, great choice. Yeah. Fantastic.
I like that. Yeah, good but I'm pretty easy to please. I like a bunch of different bourbons. Yeah.
And then last question. Uh-huh. This is what we're calling One for the Road.
Okay.
Is there a song that has been your theme song for this week? Something that maybe you're listening to it before the show, on your way to the airport, on the plane.
Right.
What's the song that's been in your head this week?
So it's Miami, so we got the Miami feel to it. So I would say we're big into Fisher now. Fisher's a big DJ now. So Fisher and Palm Beach Bang On would be the one that we would listen to.
All right. Very cool.
I bet you no one else is going to give you that answer.
No, I haven't gotten that answer yet. Thank you for the time, Jason. We appreciate it.
All right. It's always great. It's always a pleasure. You guys are at home here. So we appreciate you guys and everything you do for our friends.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Take care.